I've in fact spent about 2 minutes preparing the program. My name is Phil Martin, in case you wonder who I am. I'm the man that comes on and does this ridiculous thing. Yeah, you know that? Space News Hotline and all that. What I thought I'd do, because I've been here, in fact, since almost the beginning of this operation, is run through the various disc jockeys we've had here and describe some of their characteristics. First of all, there was Jerry Smithwick. Jerry was one of the Moultrie Trio, and he came from way down there in Georgia, wasn't it? And he had a fantastically broad accent. How did Jerry speak? Anybody got any idea?
Yeah, I like the way I talk.
Oh, sort of, way down there in the deep south from Moultrie, where also Ron O'Quinn came from. He was the man who spoke so fast. I don't know what that's doing there. Old Ron O'Quinn spoke so fast that nobody could understand what he said. He used to call himself Jackie Rabbit, and he was really a great guy, but he went together with Jerry and somebody else called Larry Dean, who played much more music, and he played it
much more music. My name is Dean, and I play much more music.
That's right, poor old Larry. Then there was Rick Randall. I knew it would come in. Rick Randall had a very, very deep voice. We used to call him Ballsy Rick, I don't know why. And very, very deep voice. And old Rick, he had a wonderful show there. He went back to WFUN in Miami, I think it was. And it was Colin Nickel, who was in Radio Caroline before. Now he's gone to Radio... No, that didn't work. Luxembourg. Then it was Johnny Walker, who used to be in Nowhere. Now he's gone to... Radio Caroline. Then there was Chuck Blair. Well, he became general manager. And then there was Boom Boom Brannigan from the BB Spree. And he used to talk very fast. And he went, when did he leave? He left yesterday for the last time.
Talk like Boomer.
Then there was, what? Talk like Boomer? My name is Boomer Brannigan.
My name is Boomer Brannigan.
He didn't really have a deep voice, but he used to pretend he had one, that's right. Then there was Roger Day.
Daytime now is exactly 11:35 on the Roger Day Spree, and...
That was Roger Day. And then there was John Ross Barnard. Now, he was another newsreader, wasn't there? Then there was Mark Stevens. Better known as... Yeah, he used to work on Britain Radio next door and call himself Ted Delaney. And then finally there was Bill Berry. And then there was Errol Bruce and, a whole lot of them. Anyway, let's have another record. That's it. So for me, Phil Martin, it's goodbye, and good luck to you.